You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm out in the field this morning. I'm not in the studio like we typically are for The Morning Interview. And I'm sitting in the backyard of a friend on Edelin Street who is sitting here with binoculars, but she's not keeping an eye out for eagles. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah. My name is Adrienne Wilbur, and I'm here watching my three beehives.
Three beehives in Sitka, Alaska. That's not something you come across every day, honey beehives.
That's true. Alaska, particularly Sitka and Southeast Alaska, are a tough place for honeybees to live because they don't do great with a lot of cold and moisture, which, as we all know here in Sitka, is pretty much our climate 100% of the year. But I know a few folks in town have had them on and off, and there's a little bit of history and pictures left from when Sitka was a Russian colony that Russian priests kept honeybees. What I've heard is that it's because they needed the beeswax for their candles, for their religious ceremonies. But
so not for honey?
I mean, I'm sure they probably ate some honey too, but that was the reasoning that I had heard.
And because of the environmental factors, it is kind of difficult to get honey from honeybees in Southeast Alaska, right?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't spoken to anyone there aren't a ton of beekeepers around, but everyone that I've talked to about keeping bees in this area was like, yeah, bees are really cool, but we never really got that much honey from them.
So why did you decide to pursue this hobby then in Sitka?
In Sitka, because that's where I want to be. And so then these bees just had the ill luck of being chosen by me to try to live here. But as far as the first few months of their hive building experience has gone, I think they've done really well. They've been really active and built a lot of comb. But recently I had noticed that one of my hives had a lot of dead bees out front, and I was getting kind of concerned about that. And they would show up outside the hive, kind of on their backs, like sadly twitching with their tongues out, which from what I've read is a sign of poisoning in bees. And the most likely cause of that kind of poisoning is from pesticides.
And so when you started noticing this change in bee behavior and these dead bees, I can see them right now. They're probably 15 or 20 lying on a pink platform underneath your beehives, which are pink, by the way, I might add. What were your next steps then in terms of research or trying to find out what was going on?
Well, my usual research anytime I don't understand what the bees are doing, which is mostly, is to search their behavior online, because there are tons of people on the internet keeping bees and waxing on about their hobby to my benefit. So what I read about this behavior was that, yeah, like I said, typically especially the tongue out indicator is poisoning. And so I started looking up what might be causing that. And pesticides is the main poisoner of bees. There's a bunch of different kinds of pesticides used both sort of like commercially and agriculturally, and then also on a more household scale, depending on what, you know, like weeds or fungus or different insects people are trying to get rid of in their own yards.
So did you kind of call around and see if there were any organizations in Sitka or businesses that were using these pesticides?
Yeah, my first thought was to call the city, because I didn't know much about how here in Sitka our Parks and Rec Department deals with, you know, weeds and that part of their job. And I actually heard some great news, which is that we don't use any pesticides, at least at the Parks and Rec Department. So that was encouraging. You know, didn't do much for me in my mystery of like what's happening to the bees, but I thought that was a great thing about our town that I wanted to share. As far as where the bees could be getting into pesticides, it's really hard to say because honeybees can travel on average like 3 miles from their hive to forage. And there's been some instances of seeing them travel like 6 miles, which in Sitka, it's a pretty densely populated area. And that covers a lot of different people and a lot of different yards.
So what can people do to ensure that they're using safe products in their yards that won't harm both honeybees, but, you know, like you said, those aren't super common, but there are native bees that are impacted by this.
Yeah, Alaska has a lot of native bumblebees that live in this area, and folks who have seen bees in Sitka before, likely they've seen bumblebees. And as far as ways to keep honeybees and bumblebees safe, I would ask yourself if you really need to get rid of those weeds or, you know, other pests that are in your yard. I usually think that a few weeds are better left than, you know, eradicated with an herbicide. But not everyone shares my beliefs in how I want to run my yard, and they get to run their yard sort of however they want. But there are some tips about how, if you are going to use pesticides, it's best to spray a liquid, not a powder. Use them at dusk or late in the evening when most bees have already returned to their hives, or if they're a bumblebee, return to their kind of ground nest. And then, because bees get most of their nutrition from plants that are in bloom, if you avoid spraying on blooming plants, that will also help protect both honeybees and native bees.
The Sitka Sentinel did a profile of you just a few weeks ago as a new beekeeper here in Sitka, and you said it generated some interest in honeybees. I wonder what kinds of questions have people come to you with?
Yeah, my most asked question is just, hey, how are the bees? And as a new beekeeper without a ton of experience, I usually don't have a lot to tell folks other than, like, they're alive. But it seems like they're doing pretty good, other than, like I said, the one hive that appears to be experiencing some poisoning. But they have been buzzing around, visiting all sorts of different yards in the neighborhood.
I wanted to point out, too, that you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you have these binoculars on your lap. It was funny to walk up and see you looking at the hives through the binoculars, but you do see them from a different perspective that way.
Yeah, to be honest, I find the bees, like, very cute, so I kind of like to see them up close. They're not very graceful, so they come back, they're relative to a bee, very heavy from drinking a lot of nectar and carrying a lot of pollen, and then they sort of crash land onto their hive entrance and, like crawl inside in a very purposeful fashion. And I think that their society is so interesting that they, you know, build and have all sorts of different roles and behaviors that you can observe even from just outside the hive.
And is there anything else I haven't asked you about the bees? I know that nationally a lot of conversations are happening around bees and bee populations decreasing. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, so I have received questions about that from Sitkins also, that they've heard about what's called hive collapse syndrome, and that recently there was a statistic put out that approximately 40% of honeybee hives perished last winter in the United States. And what's affecting the health of hives in our country is a fair amount of different things, but one main one is agricultural pesticides, which aren't as large of an issue here in Sitka because we're not an agricultural community. But neonicotinoids, I hope I pronounced that right, and a few other pesticides used on a really large scale have recently been described by the EPA as harmful to honeybees. And hopefully we'll see some change on a more national level about protecting bees through legislation.
Because it really impacts our food source, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been said that 1 in 3 bites of food gains some benefit from being pollinated by a honeybee. So even for us in Sitka, if we're not growing crops, we're still eating a lot of crops grown by other people down south, which are being supported by bees.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
No, I don't think so. Catherine Rose, thank you so much for coming out and checking out these bees with me.
What a lovely way to spend a morning. I've been here in Adrienne Wilbur's backyard looking at her honeybee hive. She has three bright pink beehives here. Maybe you'll see some of the bees in your yard later this morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka.